Welcome to the Student Activities Online Leadership Toolbox. My name is John Bullcock, and I am the Assistant Director of Student Activities for Greek Life and Off-Campus Housing at Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm going to be your podcast guide. This podcast is about effective officer transitions for student organizations. One of the most common comments from student organization leaders wrapping up their terms in office is that there were several things they wish they had known when they started. They may complain that they never had a proper transition. While there are a lot of things that are only learned after having done the job for a while, there are many things that really should be learned by or passed on to student leaders at the beginning of their terms. Oftentimes, leaders will complain that the outgoing officer was in such a hurry to be done and get out that they simply handed over a notebook and said, "Good luck." This does not set the organization up for continued success. Instead, it results in leaders having to spend time reinventing the wheel. Officer transitions should be planned for in advance and should not be something that groups scramble to put together in the last days of the term. If this is done well, the transition will be more thorough and will be much smoother than if it is thrown together at the last minute. If you're planning a retreat, make sure it really is a retreat. The term retreat means to step back or move away from. So, if you're able to, have your retreat be a step back from the normal. This will allow your group to better focus on the task at hand. You might even ask your advisor to help facilitate the transition. If you're not able to do something in a different location or format, be sure the time allotted is adequate and make sure to stress the importance of the opportunity to your members. Both the outgoing and the incoming officers need to be prepared for the transition. Officers should review the position description in the organization's bylaws or constitution and should make sure that they actually match what the organization does in practice. The outgoing officer should be prepared to pass on the basic knowledge about the role as well as any technical knowledge. This person may know where things are. They may know passwords for electronic resources. They should be willing to give a tour of the position, showing the incoming officer where to go and who to talk to about various things. If your group is part of a larger national organization, the outgoing officer should be able to introduce the incoming leaders to the processes and people they may need to know. Earlier, I mentioned that sometimes it is tempting just to hand over a notebook and run away. If there is, in fact, a notebook that is passed on, the outgoing officers should review what is in the notebook and ensure that what is there is still relevant to the organization. If there are things in the notebook that don't matter any longer, go ahead and get rid of them. There are some questions that the outgoing officer should ask themselves as they prepare for the transition. First, what do you wish you had been told before taking on the position? Second, what officers and advisors do you work with the most? Third, what were your biggest successes this year? Fourth, what ideas that you might have tried but which may not have worked out? Next, what do you recommend the next officer try? Did you run out of time and not get to work on any specific projects that you wanted to? And last but not least, what did you really do in your position? We know that there are position descriptions, but oftentimes these are much different from what you actually do. Answering these questions will help guide a transition and can be especially helpful if an officer doesn't know where to start. In addition to answering these questions, outgoing officers should be prepared to provide their successors with some key tools or documents. Some of these might include an updated copy of the Constitution and bylaws, position descriptions and expectations of officers and members, a contact list of important people they will work with, an organization roster with contact information, and some financial records. The incoming officer has a responsibility to prepare, too. Besides trying to familiarize themselves with the basics, they would be well served to answer some questions before the full transition takes place. First, what do you want to accomplish with this office during this year? Second, how can you build on the programs already in place and continue to support members? Third, what don't you know about the position you're getting into that you should know? Fourth, What are things that you need to watch out for as you start in your new role? And fifth, what should be your immediate priorities, and what are things that can wait until later in your term? If the outgoing officer doesn't know the answers to these questions, they should ask them during the transition meeting or retreat. The incoming officer should be prepared to set goals and make any revisions to their job description fairly early in the term, before it gets too late and before they have a chance to forget about it. The stop-start-continue list can be another valuable tool to assist with your transition. Have your members ask themselves the following questions. Are we doing anything that doesn't make sense? And should we stop doing these things? Second, are there things that we're not currently doing that we should start doing? And third, what should we continue doing, given that they make sense and work well for our organization? Answering these questions will be a good conversation starter and can help with the development of a strategic plan or goals list as well. The officer transition period is one of the most important for an organization. Failure to take advantage of this great teaching and learning opportunity can cause an organization to spend more time catching up than actually being productive and progressing. In summary, some key tips for effective officer transitions include planning ahead for your transition, being organized and anticipating potential questions or issues, ensuring that adequate time and space are allowed, and passing on what is needed. Lastly, be sure to have fun and be excited about the change the organization is going to experience. This podcast was presented by Student Activities at Minnesota State University, Mankato. We hope that you've found the information helpful. Find other leadership podcasts at www.mnsu.edu/activities/toolbox.